Let's say that we're back to that day when you have to do your laundry, and instead of putting the clothes in a dryer, you're going to take them and put them out on the line. What would you use to carry the clothes from the house to the clothesline?
Clothes basket.
Okay. If you're going to town to buy some materials for your husband who likes to build things a lot, one of the things that you'd have to buy would be nails. Now, what do you call a little barrel-like thing, but it's smaller, that you might put the nails in, that the nails might come in?
Nail cane.
Okay, now if you have a barrel, and I don't know, you might use it for lots of different kinds of things, like maybe put flour in or something. If you have a barrel, around the barrel, to hold the wood in place, there are some things that go around the barrel. What do you call those?
Staves.
But
a hoops.
Yeah,
hoops.
That's right. They hold those,
uh-huh, the
right.
Hoops. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, if you want to fill up a bottle, what would you put in it so that the liquid wouldn't spill out?
Do what now?
If you were going to fill up a bottle, what would you put in it so that the liquid wouldn't spill out?
I don't know what I'd put in, but I'd put a top on it.
Okay, what kind of material would your top be made out of?
What kind of bottle is it?
Well...
I put a cork stopper in there.
Okay. Now, if you got those nails home, I'm kind of jumping around here, but if you got those nails home, and he started using them, he'd have to pound them in with something. What would you call that thing you pounded it in with?
Hammer.
Okay. Now, I think these are about little musical instruments. Now, there's one instrument that a lot of children play. They put it in their mouth and they work it back and forth.
Harmonica.
What? Excuse me.
Harmonica.
Okay. There's another one that you put in between your teeth and you pick it with your fingers.
Juice harp.
Okay. Now, let's say you were talking about a wagon that might be pulled by horses. What do you call a long wooden piece that goes up between the horses?
Tongue.
Okay, now I've got a horse pulling the buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him into the what?
Shaves.
Okay, well, I didn't know all, I don't know this terminology at all, but you remember it, obviously. Okay, about the wagon. Now, you might not know this since you're female, but the men might know it because they have to take care of the wagons more. What do you call the steel that's outside of the wagon wheel? Are you familiar with that?
Outside the wagon wheel?
Uh-huh. It's just on the edge of the wheel all the way around. Like, okay, take the parts of the wheel. You start with the inside. That's the hub of the wheel. And then there are spokes that come out.
Mm-hmm.
What do the spokes fit into?
That's the rim of the wheel, isn't it?
Okay, on a buggy, the thing the traces come back to in order to hook on is called the...
The buggy?
Right, now we're talking about a buggy now. Okay, and I don't know what traces are, do you?
Just, but I don't know what they hooked on to.
What are traces?
That there comes from the shoulders up there, back down the sides of them, and then it fastens back to... Well, now, when they got them hooked up to a plow stock, they call them traces. Single trees is what they call them on the plow stock, is single trees.